Hey, hey, listeners. Welcome back to Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Now, I wanted to first apologize because I know it's been a couple of weeks since I've posted a new podcast. But I also wanted to go ahead and say to the people who give me feedback, whether it's criticism or positive or just feedback in general, I want you to guys know that I appreciate you. It means more to me than I can even put into words. So thank you for listening and enjoy. Today we're going to be talking about life and, you know, how it's a lonely road. Let's dive right in. The path to your future is widely unpredictable. It's long. It's sometimes lonely, but it's also memorable and it's adventurous. It's uniquely yours and yours alone. Now, I don't mean to sound like a broken record. I know I'm always talking about our journeys and how they're ours to create and make our own personal pavements in, but I can't help it. I will say it as many times as it takes until people truly start to hear me, until people genuinely want to make it their own, and until people realize that what I'm saying isn't for the birds. It's real. You know, I really like the saying, try walking a mile in my shoes, or however it goes. It kind of makes me laugh. Not in a degrading way, but because what I've learned is that no one can walk in your shoes besides you. How can someone walk a mile in our shoes if we don't even know where we're headed half of the time? Believe me when I say that I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, but everyone has a story. Everyone has faced hardships. Everyone has gone through something that the next person hasn't. It's funny because when I watch movies or TV shows, especially but not always thrillers or horror movies, I find myself yelling at the TV, telling them to do the complete opposite of what they actually end up doing. I find myself saying, if that were me, I would have done that so differently. And I know some may think that this sounds kind of silly because it's just a movie or just a TV show. It's not real life. But that's the thing. People do these things in real life. They sit and watch and secretly judge people for the choices that they make. Of course, you would do it differently because you are you. You are not them. Our brains have the same basic functions, but everyone's thought process is different. If we all made the same choices and processed things the same way, this world would be dull and gray. There would be no creativity. There would be no room for mistakes. I mean, where's the fun in that? We learn the most from things that go wrong in our lives. No one would know any better. And that is not the kind of world that I want to live in. So mechanical and robotic. In any case, why would you want someone to be like you? Go ahead and ask yourself this. How or why would the choices of other people affect the way that you live your life? I mean, unless you are physically attached to them at the hip, they have the freedom to do as they choose. They will learn from it regardless. So leave them be. I understand wanting the best for somebody and seeing them succeed. I understand worrying about how their actions will affect them or what consequences they will bring upon themselves. But in time, you'll learn that that is their burden to carry and there's nothing you can do about it. The story of your life is yours to mold. We often either start off with a large circle of people surrounding us or we have to work to get that surrounding circle. Something I'm learning is the further we walk and the more we grow, the more our circle seems to shrink around us. Now you can see it one of two ways. Either your circle is shrinking, causing you to lose a few people here and there, and sometimes those are big losses and sometimes they hurt like hell. But with that being said, sometimes those losses are the best things that could have happened to us, even if we're too blind to see it in the moment. The pain of losing someone should never have to be replicated. But oftentimes, it is, more than on just one occasion. so you see it the way you want to. Or you can view it as you are growing and personally taking the space of those people and absorbing it as your own. Absorbing the memories, the lessons, the time spent, and using it as a tool to better yourself so you can continue to grow. We are more than capable of surviving on our own, but who truly, deep down, wants to be alone? Yes, the road is long, twisting, and lonely at times, but it doesn't have to be. You don't get to choose who stays or goes. Someone can come into your life one day, change it in weeks or months, and then they can be gone in an instant. Not everyone is meant to stay. You have to stop every once in a while to embrace the little things. Soak in what you've learned. Think about what you would do differently next time. Not what they should do differently. Find a way to use every lesson anyone has ever taught you. Good, bad, hard, easy, even life-changing. And mold it into your success story. You have to live. Indulge yourself in love and light. Find a reason to have that uncontrollable laughter. Take your story and make it yours. Because I promise it will be beautiful. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. Thank you for really hearing me. And even if it's only for a few moments, thank you for letting yourself feel. You guys are so appreciated. This was Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Until next time.